Non-existence.
Non-existence. Who are the non-existent people? Are the people who don't exist, but they exist. By example, Rumi. He doesn't exist really, he's dead. But is he? Isn't he connecting to us? Isn't he linking us together? Because of his footstep. Because of what he did. Not because of what he knew. Because he knew whatever he wanted to know before becoming to the age of 35. Before Shams, he was knowledge. He was the most knowledgeable fellow. And he was nothing. He was dead. He became alive with something else, the spirit. And we know his footstep. What was his footstep? What did Rumi do after Shams? Don't you know? My God, 27,000 verses for you. This is what he did. That coming back. That trying to give it to the rest of us. Because we don't look for this knowledge to keep it. We bring it to everyone because this is a secret that all of us are shouting. It's secret because you're not listening. This is what it is. So he will explain, what is this peep? This is the outcome of ages, of years of experience, of that common sense which is in all of us. It's in me, it's in you, and it's in Rumi, and it's in the children who are not grown up yet. It's in all of us, that humanity stuff. This is what the peer represents, yes?
The peers are they whose spirits before this world existed were the sea of bounty. Before this body, they passed lifetimes. Before the sowing, they took up the wheat. They have received the spirit before the form. They have bored the pearls before the sea. Consultation was going on as to bringing mankind into existence. Their spirits were in the sea of omnipotence. Up
you
to the throat.
You know that story, don't you? God consulted the angels. Do you remember that? They said, I'm going to create this stuff. And all of them said, oh no, that's a nasty fellow. And they were right. They didn't know something. They didn't know that he's going to put his breath in it. They didn't see. They saw, name it. Big names from Alexander the Great to Adolf Hitler. They saw all of that. They didn't see Mandela. They couldn't. How could they understand Mandela? Because Mandela is illogical. Mandela is the guy that after 26 and a half years being in prison because the color of his skin came out and didn't say that all of these people should die. He was not seeking the revenge, was he? That one is illogical. Because normally he should say, now let's kill them. Don't you have any example in your mind? There is plenty. The people who are seeking the revenge, because for them, it's very personal. You will hear that. Here he will explain that, even that consultation should tell you something. Yes?
Then the angels were opposing that. They were secretly clapping their hands at the angels.
You see, suddenly, he goes and he will make up a very strange, beyond the miracle space, that God is consulting with the angels, and he's talking that these peers were there even before that. Suddenly they're sitting down and they're joking, they're doing these. Because they're not that serious stuff. They're beautiful human beings. So over there they are laughing at the angels, yes?
He was made acquainted with the form of every existent being before this universal soul became fettered. Before the heavens, they have seen Saturn. Before the seeds, they have seen the bread. Without brain and mind, they were full of thought. Without army and battle, they gained victory. That immediate intuition in relation to them is thought. Else, indeed, in relation to those who are far, it is a vision.
There is a very grand prize if you translate. I know, because the Persian is that difficult by itself. But he's talking about what? He's talking about these peers. And in a way, he's explaining something magical. And you remember that, I believe, all these magical stuff, they really are there. He's talking about a group of people whom, for them, the end is the beginning. In a way, he's reversing everything like that. They saw the end result at the beginning. And for them, the end is the beginning. The beginning is the end. This is something that we will come to it later. It's very important because it will explain another kind of meaning of time, your conception about time. Because to you, time is linear. We stop this paragraph here because of the next verse. I want to start with that verse next time, inshallah. Because there is something critical here. Before that, let me explain this path that he's laying out. What is the end? What is the beginning? Let's talk about that stuff that I like very much, because when I say it, you don't understand me. Apple. Remember, when I say apple, you think you understood, but you understood nothing. Because the apple you understood has no dimension at all, no taste, no color, no this, no that. No information is there but that abstraction. Let's start with that. What is the beginning of apple? What is the end of an apple? For you, the beginning is somebody will put some seeds, or some seed will drop in the earth. Right? That's the beginning. Then the tree will start to grow up. It takes a couple of years to be grown a tree. Then it blooms. Then there are some insects bringing the pollination. Then there is an apple. Then you take the apple and you eat it, right? I'm sorry, this was the apple for monkey. That vision of yours was the monkey one. Because monkey doesn't understand, and if understands, will think that the seed will grow up. For us, it's a different matter. We know what agriculture is. So for us, the guy will plant the seed, right? Okay, what is the start of this, the beginning of the story?
Idea.
Idea. What is the end of the story?
Plants.
Having the apple. Eating the apple, right? For us, eating the apple is first. Because we know the guy thought about eating the apple, therefore he planted the seed. Eating the apple was first. Motivation is first. And motivation is the end. You see the end, therefore you want it. The guy didn't want planting and watering and taking care of, none of that. He thought, let's have some apple. That's for us first, because idea is first. to us, that's the beginning of existence of we, because we plan. We create, and in creation, the end is the beginning, because Creator knows what he is going to create. The process of creation is it, and the beginning is the end, and the end is the beginning, because it depends. When you want to start your point to us, it's like that. The end is right at the beginning, which is to us. Beginning and the end are the same in that universe. It's different from simple life. This is what he was repeating, actually, in each of these. First of all, he started, he was made acquainted with the form of every existence, which is nonsense. The Persian Zagbid Matla means rising the, that open enlightenment. The enlightening point to everything, whatever exists. Starts like that, so it's not that translatable. But generally, this is what he talked. He said, listen, the Sufi is the guy who has a polished heart. For a moment, for a period of time, yes, he should follow the footstep. But he should switch on to smelling. To have some smell of that. Because in Persian language, when you want to say, you know, zilch, you will say, you never smell it. When you want to say that, oh, this is something that, you know, just a little bit, you will say, I believe you smelled it a little bit. Because we know the smell works that way, and Rumi will explain it that way. Therefore he said, this is something that you should smell. Then you should be grateful for this. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing is that one footstep you take by your heart, you smelled it, you know. This is much better than 100 times going around it and knowing all the stuff about it. Remember, there are people who could see that way. These are the people who are inherited with special stuff, which is the footstep of the others. It influenced them. Therefore, we believe that they are at the beginning. They were here at the beginning, because all this looks like a cultivation to us, which is looking for that light to happen. And that light happens how? Oh, it happens when nobody is looking around. It happens when they are not paying attention. Or to them, the things that you see, for them is mere theory. They see differently. He will come to this verse, which is, thought is of the past and the future. Look at you. You are busy with the past and the future. And we are talking about presence. Present. Hal. Remember the word? More than a year ago, I explained it that he said, listen to this story to understand that hal, that feeling, that passion, or that moment we have, because hal means present in Persian language, and hal means feeling and passion and all that. And we are talking about hal. He said, this hal, this moment, you don't pay attention because you want to use this and lesson learned from yesterday for tomorrow. So you're thinking about yesterday or tomorrow. You don't think about now. Why? Because you're not able of. Because this now is so little, it will pass you. Could you think about now? Not now, that now. This is another now. It's like that. To you, it's like that. You are involved with the past and the future.